The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125. You ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready.
Bow to the masters. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Our number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Hey, just before we move on, and I know that there's never anything you can tell to Andre Johnson fan that's ever gonna change their mind about anything. You guys do realize that he only retired 2 years ago.
And then
four of the six seasons.
Should have retired 3 years
ago. He should have retired,
ago.
Yeah. But four of the six seasons, he was playing at the same time as DeAndre Hopkins. So can we stop with the different era crap?
Yeah. They played on the same team for a couple years.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour. Pretty much all Texans.
What do you think? What do you think of Marcus Mariota as, I mean, obviously pretty decent game last night. I wouldn't say a great game, even though the completion percentage was great. I wouldn't say it was a great game. But what do you think of him long-term as a quarterback prospect? Have you soured on him?
No, I have not soured on him.
I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and tell me why, and then
I'll
rebut.
I feel like he's become a checkdown machine. And granted, it could be part of the offense that he plays in.
I think that is the offense that he plays in.
But, like, nothing goes down the field. Nothing. And it reminds me of Ryan Tannehill. And, you know, I don't think he's as bad as Ryan Tannehill. But it's hard for me to get excited about Marcus Mariota as an NFL quarterback in today's NFL, where if you're not making big plays, what's the point of being out there?
But the thing is, all you need is two or three big plays a game. They took a couple of shots. I think there were, on a lot of those sacks, they were trying to take shots down the field, and they weren't there. And so I don't know that it was all checked out. Yeah, he threw a lot of short passes, but they were working.
Yeah.
And I think part of that was the way the Texans were playing defense. That whole 8 to 10 yard range was, you know, where the holes were. And so I think he took that. I still think in his case, I want to put a little bit of Watson on him in terms of I just don't think he's 100% healthy either. And I think that's the bigger issue, is I don't know if he's going to be able to stay healthy, because he doesn't take hits well. And he tends to break a lot. I'm not ready to say – I don't know that he's ever going to be a star in the league. Which,
right.
If you're number two in the draft, expected to be a star. But I wouldn't put Ryan Tannehill on him either. Stephen, the weather guy, says the real Mariota question is, what do you think of his porn stash? See, that takes him down in my
It's estimation. Movember, though. You're allowed to get away with that in Movember.
Yeah, it's still not a good look. But
now, if he keeps that in December, I mean, all bets are off.
I still feel like he can be pretty good and a guy you can win with. It's just, I don't know if he will be at this point. I'm not as convinced as I was a couple of years ago that, you know what, this guy's going to be really good. I don't think, but now I think the Titans are kind of getting into that. Boy, what do? You can't really move on from him, I don't think.
Well, can you not? Because can they move on from Jameis Winston?
I think they can, but I think there's a lot more with Winston, not just on the field, but off the field. Now, Mariota, I still think.
I mean, Jameis Winston's been a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, but that's absolutely meaningless. Yeah, I mean, the eighth quarterback usually winds up being a Pro Bowler because nobody plays. So let's, you know, but. I mean, I think he's a better player than Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
And I think he's a better player than Tannehill and Andy Dalton, that kind of guy. But is he...
See, I don't know if he's better than Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton's dead now, so I know he's better.
Well, he's better today. But, yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I watched that last night, and I thought he played a pretty damn good game for the most part, with the exception of, you know, the penalties, which weren't his fault. I thought a couple of the sacks were his fault.
Yeah.
And I think part of that is trying to go too far downfield on some plays. I mean, when that just wasn't there, except for the one pass to Corey Davis that wound up being a touchdown. That was a pretty good deep shot.
I'm looking at his stats, Mariota's stats. I mean, he's under 500 for his career, which is the first thing that jumps off the page at you. I mean, been there for 4 years, and he's five games under 500.
Ooh, good question. Better than Dak. I think they might be the same guy.
They might be the same, but, I mean, Dak's got more upside because we've seen less of him. You know what I mean?
He's also got maybe the best running back in the league to hand off.
That helps.
And A32 says, Mark, I'm Titans fan. Marcus is far from the problem. Guards and center might be the worst in the league. I think maybe we've overstated the Titans' offensive line. Taylor Lewan's
a monster. The rest of it is
Conklin's okay.
Yeah,
but that was a big problem last night. Is that interior offensive line could not block, and it's one reason why Christian Covington was having a big game, and it's one reason why he got stuffed on fourth and one. But I still wonder if it's not just coaching and scheme. But at some point, you have to overcome that. If you're a great quarterback, you're going to overcome that a little bit. And I don't know. That's what I backed off on. I don't know if he can be great.
67 touchdowns in 52 career games.
How many picks?
40.
So, yeah, that's not a bad percentage.
No. But 67 is a pretty low number for this day and age. I mean, it's, you know, like 1.3 per game, 1.2 per game. That ain't good.
You know, theoretically, they're supposed to be a running team first.
Yeah.
But
also, he was supposed to be a big part of them being a running team, and he's not been the runner in the NFL that we thought he was going to be when he came out of college.
And I think you can attribute that to injuries for the most part.
Maybe
And he made some plays with his legs last night.
Yeah.
Not enough, not as many as Watson did.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, didn't you kind of expect them to be similar players coming out of college, like as far as their athleticism and the way they run the ball?
Actually, I didn't think Watson was as good a runner as Mariota. It turns out he's better.
He's better.
But I thought he would be a better passer.
Okay.
So, but yeah, he's a better runner than Mariota is at this stage of his career. And I didn't expect that. I thought you'd see a lot more of what Watson is with him. But,
yeah,
you know, you can't get those guys beat up. And that's he's been more injury prone than I thought he would be. I thought he'd be a little more durable than that. 713-780-ESPN. Larry asks, thoughts on parlay OU in the over or UT in the under 78? I don't see Texas covering in a high scoring game.
I'm not trying to be out of line here, but why would you not see? That's exactly what happened in the first game.
And, I mean, that's OU plays no defense.
Texas won the game, and that was a game that was played in the 90s, 48-45, and Texas won the game. Texas can, I mean, it's not a matter of, you know, can Texas score. Texas isn't a great offense against Oklahoma. They look great. Sam Ellinger's good enough. I think absolutely that Texas can, I think we'll stay within seven. And go over? First of all, I don't think there's any way the game goes under or whatever it was.
79 right now on my bookie.
Yeah.
Right at it.
Jong and I both locked in the contest at 78 yesterday. I don't see how the game doesn't go over that. I don't understand. I can't picture a scenario where that game's not into the 80s. But, I mean, hell, Kansas, Oklahoma was in the 90s. In fact, you have to go back. Here's the totals for Oklahoma games. 115 against West Virginia, 95 against Kansas, 95 Oklahoma State, 97 Texas Tech. Here was a big blip. 65 in the Kansas State game. I mean, that's I don't know. 79 in the TCU game. TCU actually does play some defense. Didn't matter. 93, Texas. 99, Baylor. This is the one that'll throw you for a loop. 49, Army in overtime.
Yeah.
Then 64, Iowa State. 70, UCLA. 77, Florida Atlantic. Everybody's if you've got a pulse on offense, you're scoring big points against this Oklahoma team. And Oklahoma, even if you're a good defense, they're going to score on you. I don't see why it would be any different than the first game. I always like Texas as an underdog with Tom Herman. I think he's a rah-rah guy. He gets his guys ready for big games. I don't know that they'll win the game again, but I think they can keep it within seven. And again, I don't think it's possible the game goes under unless Kyler Murray dies.
I'm not going to be shocked if they win. And I got 7.5 points on that game.
Yeah.
I'm all on Texas there.
So let's say I was trying to tease it one way or another, I would tease over and Texas. I'm not looking to parlay on that game, I don't think. Because, I mean, I don't really want to play close sides on the Big 12 anyway, because almost all those games come down to a 2-point conversion or a field goal at the end of the game. But yeah, I don't see why Texas can't play with them, and I do think there's going to be big points scored.
All right, let's go to my man, Lawyer Dave, because chances are if you were out and about, you probably got in an accident, because everybody gets in an accident over the holidays, right? And if you did, there's one person to call, my man, Lawyer Dave. What's up, bud?
You better dial Dave. If you got in an accident with one of these turkeys driving around on Thanksgiving or over the weekend, give me a holler at 713-626-8900. And I'll darn sure do my best to help you out.
And even if it didn't happen recently and you're having problems with your insurance company, you can still help, right?
Absolutely, Fred. That's exactly what we do for the Blitzers. We intervene on their behalf with these insurance companies that are constantly trying to screw them. And you know darn good and well from one of the people that's close to both you and me how they ripped that person off.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Your consultations are free, right? They don't have to pay for the consultations. They don't pay anything unless they win.
That's exactly right. The consultations are always free. And if somebody doesn't have money to get the medical treatment they need, we'll arrange for that so they don't have to pay any money up front. And this Houston-based law firm will go as far east as we have to go to the border and as far west as we have to go to the other border and north and south, too, to help anybody that needs our help.
And it doesn't have to be a car accident, either. It can be a slip and fall at work. You could be an industrial accident. It could be a situation where you got hospital negligence when you already had something go wrong. You take care of all that, right?
We absolutely do, Fred. In fact, a recent one that came in the door was a poor fellow that was unloading some pipes off a semi that weren't loaded properly, and one fell off the load and took his life. So we're representing his widow and his little kids. You bet. You can reach me at lawyerdave.com. You can reach me by Twitter at lawyerdavelaw. Or, again, you can call me 713-626-8900.
That's my man, Lawyer Dave. If you need a lawyer, he's your guy. Better dial Dave.
All right. Better dial Dave.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Joe says, did you say Conklin is okay? He was all pro, all caps. He's screaming at us as a rookie. Best lineman in the AFC South. Maybe he was in 2016. He's not now.
He's not the best lineman on his team now.
No, Taylor Lewan's better than he is when he's healthy. And Quentin Nelson in Indianapolis is better than both of them. So, sorry. I know that probably offends your Titan underwear sensibilities, but no, he's not even the best guy on his own offensive line. And he got ragdolled a couple times last night, too. So, yeah, I wouldn't be going there.
Although the guys on that other side, they're pretty decent, too.
Yeah, that... That Watt guy.
He's all right.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
Lamont says, is it financially more beneficial for OU to win if it's the difference of them getting into the playoffs? Do the conference still receive a payout for teams in big games? Yes. So that's why I don't want to bet on Texas, because I do think that there's reason, especially after watching the West Virginia Oklahoma game, which I don't want to say was rigged, but was rigged. There's every reason for the Big 12 to want Oklahoma to win the game against Texas. Every reason, but that which is why I'm staying away from the side. But even in the West Virginia game, I mean, OU did, or the refs did everything they could to give OU the game. They still only won by three. Still pushed for me. But yeah, that's why I like the total and not really a side.
Well, and I'm not sure exactly what the difference is. I used to know all this stuff, but in the end, it doesn't really matter. The difference in between getting in the playoffs versus having a team in a big bowl. But most of that money does go to the conference. Now, in the Big 12, it's different because OU and Texas get most of the money. But the conference itself does benefit. So if you're anybody but Texas, you're probably rooting for OU to get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because it's more money for the Baylors and the TCUs and the Techs of the world. 713-780-ESPN. Okay, so one last thing on the Texans, and then we can move on. I'm going to talk a little Jason Witten.
Okay.
Actually, the whole broadcast, the booger guy is awful, too.
He's bad. I think he's worse than Jason Witten.
Yeah.
Now, not that either one of them is any great shades.
I don't know why it is. It's so hard for them to find somebody who doesn't suck at that job.
Well, that's the other thing. Remember last night they were talking about the draft is going to be in Tennessee, ABC is going to have coverage, and we'll be working it. I was like, oh, really?
Can't wait. But yeah,
what do you think of Joe Tessitore?
I think he's really good at college.
Okay.
And to be fair, I mean, the guy, he's not Tirico.
No.
And it's not his fault. And maybe I'm holding that against him. I think he's very okay, and he's so surrounded by garbage right now that he's not good enough to save him.
Who's better on the sideline, Booger McFarland or Sergio Dip? Dip or Deep? Do you remember, John?
It's the greatest thing in my life.
No, I don't know.
Damn it. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get why that's such a struggle for them, but it has been, and I don't think Tessitore is very good.
Well, they've got some talented people over there. You know, frankly, there's a lot of guys that do colleges for them that I think would be good at that. You know what? Andre Ware does a really good job with the Texans. Andre Ware would be good there.
Yeah.
He does a great job on college football, and I mean, there's some talent there.
I think we got spoiled by Mike Tirico.
Well, and Tirico and Gruden, too. I mean, Gruden was really good.
But even like,
but Tirico's the best.
Do you think Sean McDonough was bad?
I think Sean McDonough was definitely a drop down from Tirico, but everybody
I'm talking about compared to Tessitore.
He's better than Tessitore.
I think so, too. Yeah. Like, why isn't he there? What happened to him?
Yeah, I don't know. But I think the reality is I wonder what's going on with the development of the people that they're putting in those roles, because they used to be able to trot people in there and there was always somebody good. And you know, I'm not asking you to be Tirico and Gruden. I'm just asking you not to be buffoons.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Maybe we need to bring back Al Michaels.
Dig him up.
Damn.
You know, I hate to say it, I'd almost rather hear Brent Musburger.
Oh.
Except he's gotten so creepy.
And he's so deep in the gambling game now that they're not going to want to touch him.
Yeah, he's probably going to. Well, at least they're being more open to that. But, I mean, and it's not that. And I don't want to do the, oh, the announcers were better in my day thing, because I think there's some really talented people right now. But that's such a high-profile job. You would think you could do better than... And I get the whole Jason Witten thing. He's a name.
Yeah.
And so, all right, let's see if he can be what Tony Romo is, who I think is fantastic. But, yeah, Booger McFarlane? I think there's better guys on ESPN that could do that job.
I do, too. I don't know why they went with Booger McFarlane. Mm-hmm. That's an odd choice to me.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. How mad would you be if you shelled out big money for sideline seats and Booger and his Popemobile blocked your view?
Oh.
They got rid of that thing, though, right?
I don't know. I think he still sits in it.
Oh, they got rid of the big giant screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I can see that concept working, but you got to have the right guy doing it. But you know what? I don't run ESPN.
Nope. Not our job. Not our problem.
No.
And Tyler pointed out that Brent Musburger is the voice of the Oakland Raiders now for radio.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
And for the whole playoff thing, they got $6 million. Oklahoma and Clemson got $6 million for the semi-final appearance.
But the thing with, I mean, this is the other thing with this season, I mean, Oklahoma could win and still be left out. That's entirely possible.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited about the games this week. We'll take a look at the lines here at the 6 o'clock hour too, because there's a couple of college games that I really like. Texas being one of them. I know you've got a conspiracy theory going on there, but I just don't think Oklahoma's 7 points better than Texas.
No, I don't either.
415 says Romo's okay, but I like Phil Simms and Troy Aikman. I think Troy has gotten to be early on in his career. I thought he was really good, but he's almost unlistenable right now to me. He's not quite Collinsworth mute worthy.
And not to mention, he looks crazy. Like, something's going on with Troy.
Yeah.
Troy looks like he did 7 lines of cocaine, you know, last night and then didn't sleep at all and showed up at work and splashed some Old Spice on his neck and is just like, let's go. Like,
see, I also think when it comes to color commentators, at some point, I think there's a shelf life. And I think Simms had a shelf life really good for a while. I think Troy had a shelf life really good for a while. But like play-by-play guys can do it forever, it seems like. You can go get those guys.
Yeah.
One thing I'll say, in general,
what if Joe Buck was the guy doing games for? And obviously he works for Fox, so right. It's not possible.
It'd be an upgrade.
Okay.
Although I don't know if he could make it work with. I don't know if anybody can make it work. That's like doing a radio show with two absolute morons. Which, fortunately, I don't know anything about.
Oh, I see. He took a shot at us.
No, I didn't. No, I was being serious.
So, what about the idea of maybe moving Kirk Herbstreit over to do NFL? What do you want to keep him at college?
Kirk Herbstreit's he's a color commentator.
No, that's what I mean.
But I mean, I think if you're going to bring him in, you need to change the whole thing up. And
I guess you could do Fowler and Herbstreit if you wanted to.
I'd be okay with that.
I'd be okay with it too.
So,
yeah, it's they've got options. I mean, obviously, I would imagine. Well, here's the other thing: can Kirk Herbstreit do it and still do his college gig? My guess is no,
probably not.
So, because that's a lot of prep work and stuff like that, he's not going to have his Saturdays wide open to just hang out and do what he wants.
Yeah, he may prefer what he's doing. Frankly,
he probably does,
and may even be a better job. But
I mean, it might not be better paying. I mean, they could always just say, "Hey, this is what we'll throw you."
I think they should put your girl Beth Mowins in there.
cricket sound.
So, Jong, were you like me when the UH game came on Friday and that's the first voice you heard? You're like,
oh, no, I didn't listen to it.
Oh, yeah. This isn't going to be.
Did you have like a, you know, and then it went, no.
No, going into that game, I didn't feel very good. All right, guys.
Does Sean McDonough still work for ABC?
I don't know.
Doesn't he do college games?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he does.
Yeah.
I think I read
employed by ESPN? Why did he get the boot?
No, he didn't get. Well, apparently, I think he left because he wanted to spend more time with his family. And Monday Night Football didn't give him.
Families are such a pain in the ass.
It says Sean. Here's an article. Sean McDonough isn't too sad about leaving Monday Night Football. He opened up about his problems with the gig, and he did not hold back. Apparently, he went on WEEI and said, I say that after a lot of reflection and mostly a lot of belief that ultimately what is the most important thing in life is to be happy. As much as it was a great honor to be the voice of Monday Night Football, and you guys know me well enough, and certainly a lot of my friends and family do, it was a tremendous amount of fun. It wasn't a tremendous amount of fun the last 2 years. When I took my ego out of it, when the conversation about a reboot of Monday Night Football came up, when I took the ego part out and rationalized it, I could really be fine with not being the voice of Monday Night Football. Then it became easy. I love college football. For me, it's more fun, and that's a personal taste. So, he says, if you go back and look at the schedule, generally, we got one of the worst NFL games each week. You're trying to make something sound interesting and exciting that isn't. For me, part of it was the way the booth was set up the last 2 years. It was really geared around John Gruden. That's not unusual. TV really is an analyst-driven medium. John had a particular set of skills that he did really well, and foremost among them was analyzing the play, breaking down the play. Here's why they ran this play, etc. And he says, I think most play-by-play guys, all play-by-play guys, would have felt like a bit of a bystander. So basically he's saying he didn't feel like he was a big enough star.
Hmm.
Or he was the second man. Which, I mean, that is the case. I mean, Frank Gifford was always the star when he was. It's always whoever the color commentator is going to be the, because they're going to inherently have a bigger name,
right?
Because they're famous for playing the game typically, unless it's or famous for being a comedian, but they're typically famous for reasons outside of broadcasting.
Yeah, Joe Madden, bigger star than Pat Summerall,
of course. So yeah,
did I call him Joe Madden?
You called John him Joe Madden, Madden but John Joe Madden, Madden also a bigger star.
Yeah.
And probably nobody better with the shift than Joe Madden. I mean, can we agree? You going to argue that?
Well, AJ Hinch.
Come on. That's a homer take.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Go Insurance. And here's the thing. Talking about stuff on the radio, it's always fun to try to find things that are interesting. And whether it's talking about the Texans or talking about all of these things, car insurance. Why not, right? Nobody ever wants to talk about car insurance, but we've actually got somebody we want to talk about now because of this new app, and they're doing crazy stuff all over town. Have you seen Go Insurance's crazy cat billboards or the one with the elephant being shot out of a cannon? Okay, they've got your attention. And Go is the very first on-demand car insurance app exclusively on iPhone. This app is crazy fast. Just download the app, scan your license, and get a quote in 60 seconds. It's smart technology that makes your life easier. And everything's managed through the app. No more paperwork or waiting on hold. So long to all the hassles. You're totally in control. You can update your policy, add drivers, and file a claim all in the app. Go can cut out a lot of fees you see other places and give you money back. Finally, a car insurance that gets it and speaks your language. No more insurance jargon that, frankly, no one understands. Go makes your insurance faster and possibly even cheaper than what you pay now. They've been the number one auto insurance app in the App Store for over 1,500 days running. Check out what we're talking about. Go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance. That's G-O. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you can start saving today.
You ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, and I think we probably covered all the text and stuff. I do want to tell you that if you haven't checked out sportsmap.com today, incredible stuff. Charlie Polillo making an improbable case for Bill O'Brien as coach of the year. And I can't even call it ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. It wouldn't be my vote, but it's not ridiculous.
Cody Stutes has his three headlines, two questions, one bet. Joel Blank has a video up on the Texans finally living up to expectations. Jermaine Every has an Everything Sports column on how sports have evolved, and you don't want to be get off my lawn guy, but you know it's who you grew up with that you admire. AJ's got his college basketball report. We got the Gal media standings up from last night. We've got
still in first place, Fred.
Yep. I'm liking your chances. Brian O'Donnell's gamer. We've got Jermaine's observations on the game from last night. We got Cody's player of the game, and we have a. Paul Muth wrote something on the Rockets and Harden putting up 54 with his headband and still losing. And then my column is also up. So just a lot of stuff today to be dealing with.
I think I'm looking on the thing trying to – oh, there's those standings. The thing also that we need to note in the standings this week, Jong Lee is out of last place. Congratulations, Jong.
Thank you.
With your 1-1 week, you worked your way out of the cellar.
Yeah. I looked a little dumb taking Washington State.
I tried to tell you, too.
You did, but that was after I locked my picks in.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the worst feeling when I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, who would take Washington State? And you're like, oh, I already sent that in.
And then just like you, I looked at the weather and it said light snow.
Yeah.
And I tuned the game in and I'm like, where is the numbers on the field?
Yeah, they had to like superimpose them like with computers.
Yeah, and then the Patriots game, I took 9.5 and I was like, Patriots are going to blow them out. And then third quarter, it's tied.
Yeah, but you got a good number, and it works out. Works out.
So who's in last? Patrick Creighton?
There's a tie for last. Patrick and Raheel. The two guys who went 0-2 this week. 10-15.
God, that was... I've gotten like three games where the price I actually bet on later in the week was a half point off.
Yeah.
So I should at least be... Well, I'd be 1-0-2 better than what I am. And those are all three losses. So I wouldn't be quite in contention, but I wouldn't be embarrassing either.
Yeah, I'm 16-8-1. I'm leading. Jerry Bowe, 14-8-3. So I'm basically 2 points. If he got 2 points in two different games, 1 point in two different games, we'd be tied. So he's right on my ass. Josh Jordan with a strong showing, too. 14-9-2 in third.
Yeah.
Charlie Polillo, 13-11-1.
I think I'm still, well, going into this week, I was tied with Charlie in the big pick'em thing that we're doing.
I gave up on that. I stopped doing it.
Yeah, that happens when you're losing.
No, I was
you forgot
off.
One, yeah.
I missed one, and then I was like, oh, this was on Thanksgiving morning. I was like, oh, I forgot to set that thing. And then I was like, what am I going to do? Go get my laptop out and make a big deal out of picking these games? I have no chance of winning. I give up. What pisses me off even more is I play in a pool that's like a – I mean, there's people in it from all over the country, and it's a UFC pool.
Yeah.
And basically the way it works is you pick every fight on every card, and if you pick the favorite and they win – you get 1 point. If you pick the dog and they win, you get whatever their number one was. So if you pick like a +250 dog, you get 2.5 points for them. And it's pretty decent money. Winner this year gets $3,800.
Yeah.
Second place is $1,750. They pay out the top 12. There was 165 of us in the pool. And I was doing all right. And then this weekend, the Beijing-China card happened at 1 a.m. And I didn't – I was like, oh, I'll wake up in the morning and set it, not realizing that
– when you woke up, the fights were over.
The fights were already happening. And, yeah, so I got a big zero. And this thing – I mean, it's so competitive. You can't come back from a zero on a card.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That
was like the week I missed our thing with Eric because I was – we were in Vegas, and I just totally forgot.
Yep.
Yeah, so in the Pro Football Pick'em, I am sitting on 12,400. Charlie Polillo, 12,300.
Oh, right on it.
Nobody else is close. Jong's got like 1,100.
Well, I give up.
Let me see. Well, you missed a week, so you only have 92.
I missed 2 weeks now.
Yeah. So, yeah, the only other guy in the – Jong is third at 11,600. I think Lance probably played 1 week because he's got 3,300. So it's me, Polillo, Jong Lee, and then Joel Blank.
All right.
So I think we're probably the only four who've actually done every week. So.
Yeah, in that pool I dropped from 51st to 85th. Just like that.
I think my ranking is overall ranking 14.
Okay. It's not bad.
Respectable, right?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to. Of course, I can't do picks yet. Of course, you know what they have on here. Please note, VIPs don't qualify for any prizes, no matter of their position in the standings.
Of course. It's like the year that I went like 16-0 in fantasy. Yeah. I just had a monster team and no prize. No prize.
All right. Guys, you want to get some prizes? How about making some money? How about going to MyBookie? And, guys, there's a lot of websites out there, and you know what? A lot of them are just awful. They won't pay you. Well, MyBookie, you win, you get paid. And I've been using them now for a couple of years. They're the only website I use. I use them for everything, whether it's sports betting or horses. Doesn't matter. I use MyBookie. And the best part is you win, you're going to get paid. They're safe. They're reliable. They've got great customer service. They've got all kinds of options for you. And all you have to do is go on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to give you a 50% match on your first deposit. So you put in a couple hundred, you get 100 to bet with from MyBookie for free. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
94.1. I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
And we are back on the Blitz. We're throwing a party with the Tweet Drive Foundation, and everyone is invited. It's free to get in. All you have to do is bring in an unwrapped toy with you to the party. There will be plenty of drinks, games, raffles, prizes, and fun. It's guaranteed to be the best Christmas party that's really a toy drive. All toys will go to the Snowdrop Foundation, which benefits the Texans Children's Cancer Center. Mark your calendars now to be at McIntyre's on December 4th. It's a Tuesday night. You know you're not doing anything else more fun. So come to the party and help make this Christmas special for a sick child and their family. I have so many damn good gem of the days today. Like, I found one that I thought was just going to be a number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tyler just sent me one. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers gem of the day, and we'll rank them.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
This is from Barstool, but apparently an antivirus software guy named John McAfee tried to have relations with a whale.
Wait, the guy who made...
I don't know if it's the same guy, but it's John McAfee. It says official McAfee. He tweets out, "Some may call me whale bleeper." All right. "There's a private club of a few dozen Maori men and one butch woman that meet in Molokai each year to bleep a whale."
Oh, true. No.
"Men on paddleboards heard the whale while one tries to bleep it. Wouldn't let me in the club. Tried it alone. Epic fail."
What is wrong with people? That can't be a real
story. Yeah, that's got to be fake.
I hope it's not a real story.
Yeah, I think it's an attempt at a joke is what it is. Okay, so never mind. Let's scratch that one. Let's go to a different one.
Did Tyler send you that one?
Yeah, fail, Tyler.
Tyler, come on, man. Fail. You know that's an onion story.
Well, it was on Barstool. The guy's obviously joking, right? Okay, so let's go to the second one, which I can't remember who sent this to me. My friend Robert in Dallas sent me this one. Where this one, I will say, is better than the whale.
Okay.
A wedding photographer and part-time bikini model claims her drinks were spiked after she was arrested at a reception for having relations with a guest and urinating on a tree. Catherine Lee Mehta was charged with public intoxication and obstruction. Wedding guests allegedly found her and another guest having sex in a room. She then began to yell at the guest before going to a nearby tree and peeing on it. After she was put in the patrol car, she began to threaten the officers as well. Police found a prescription bottle of Xanax and believe she mixed it with alcohol. Now, her mugshot, not great. Ooh, she's from Texas.
I know.
But she's got some very nice pictures.
Okay.
She works under the professional name Max McIntyre and says she was a second place finalist for this year's Maxim CoverGirl.
Well, that's good.
Then went to a water fountain again, yelling at guests. I mean, her photos are sweet, but...
Sweet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet. Okay, so that's the other one. All right. I think my original thought was going to be right, though, now that I look at all of these. Because this sounds like something out of a bad movie. An internal investigation has been launched at the Detroit Police Department after two different precincts got into a turf war as they converged on an east side neighborhood. Apparently, there's a lot of drug activity there. On Thursday, sources said the beef started when two special ops officers from the 12th precinct were operating an undercover buy in a place near, I don't know where, it doesn't matter, it's 7 Mile. The two undercover officers pretend to be dope dealers waiting for customers to approach and then arrest them. But this time, instead of customers, special ops officers from the 11th precinct showed up trying to buy drugs. Not realizing they were fellow officers, they ordered the other undercover officers to the ground, and they began raiding a house. But instead of fighting crimes, they began fighting each other. So one precinct didn't tell the other precinct that they were both undercover. You got to have more communication, I guess.
Yeah, I've always thought that about undercover cop stuff. Like, yeah. How do cops know, like, this is one of their guys? Like, how much conversation do you think happens between the sheriff's department and the HPD?
Yeah, right? it's probably
minimal, right?
Yeah, probably happens all the time. But it's pretty funny that it's the same police department, just two different precincts.
Yeah.
Were they labeled, like, Sharks and Jets or something?
I don't know, John.
John.
Don't know.
God dang it.
Okay, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Oh, God.
Does it make you want to drink? Because Eric's here.
Well, that's good.
You know what? I still don't think I want to be anywhere near alcohol right now.
Oh, you're still out, huh? That bad?
Yeah. No, Eric's here. I'll drink.
You want to shotgun it?
Ooh,
good idea. No.
Good idea.
No, it's not a good idea. There's
chug,
nothing,
chug, chug.
There's nothing good about that idea. I'm just now feeling like
Fred
myself again.
Fred the Tank.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
Really? Really? This is where we are?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's get pregnant.
No thanks.
Go streaking.
We're going streaking.
Go streaking in Patrick Creighton's studio.
Oh, that's a good idea. You just go up to the window and slap your thing on it. Woo! Then run away.
Through the quad.
I think I'd rather save money with live stream.
Okay.
In fact, that's what I'm going to do because the holidays are approaching and you might be thinking about how you're going to save some money. Well, maybe you haven't thought of this. Consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with LightStream. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with autopay. Compare that to the national average credit card interest rate. That's over 19%. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Applications 100% online, and there are no fees. LiveStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate. And Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LiveStream.com/Fred. That's LiveStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LiveStream.com/Fred for more information.
When your back's against the wall out there, just know you're not alone.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth.